there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome to Ringerverse Live. We are the House of Midnight.
How you guys doing? Scream real loud if you've ever said the N-word.
Shit! Stop, bro!
God damn.
We're starting early, guys.
You're already starting.
So backstage, Mallory and I were like, should we plan what we're going to say?
Yeah.
And Vantel was like,
prep?
No, we'll just say whatever we want to say.
Nah.
But we did want to come out and give you guys a quick idea of what the run of show is.
Yeah. What are we starting with?
Something called House of R.
Hell yeah. Make some noise. Woo!
Any bad babies here?
Then a little something we like to call a Mint Edition.
Mint Boys.
Junior Mints? Junior Mints?
Hey, hold on real quick, real quick. Introduce them again. Everybody make some fucking noise for Mint Edition.
Mint Edition. Yeah.
Every
Junior
show.
Mint.
And
the Midnight Boys.
Wow, the Midnight Riders are ready.
Yeah, we get it. It's time to get the bullshit started.
Hell yeah.
Can I say something real quick?
And dog, don't ruin the show. Come on.
Well, look, I will say this. At first I didn't know how I wanted to go about the show. Was I going to derail the show? Or was I going to keep everything gangsta? And I want to say something really important. Like, there was a moment backstage when we were all together and we were all talking and it was like a bunch of different shows. It was a bunch of different friends. And it was really, really super meaningful to me. Like, when we started, when it all first came together, it was a new podcast, a new venture. Everybody was talking, and you never know if something's going to work. And for me personally, this night is very important because I've met so many amazing friends, so many amazing people, the most talented people that I get to work with. I hope Rachel hears that because they're better than her. And so, all of that stuff. It's just, this is a big moment. I'm glad I can share with you guys. I love you guys so much.
Love you guys. That's so nice.
Yeah.
Man, you're the best.
Yeah.
This is great. We're really so excited. Thank you for being here with us. This is the first time the whole Ringerverse family has met in person. This is the first time we're all together to do a live show. As you can tell, maybe it's Halloween week, right? Halloween's tomorrow. So we decided to dress up. Van, what's your costume?
I'm Mace Hemdu. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Jedi, but I gotta let y'all know what's going on with the Harriet Tubman situation. Because unlike the other Jedi, we free slaves.
Joanna.
Oh, this is just what I always wear.
Yeah.
Podcast Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Love it. Love it.
Mallory Rubin. I have worn a waxed trucker jacket and a backpack and a watch that doesn't work, so I am Joel from The Last of Us.
Oh, wow.
This is really just an excuse for Mallory to buy the jacket that she's been wearing.
Yeah, just really wanted the jacket.
Yeah.
Charles, how about you?
Is a January 6th insurrectionist.
Dog, I'm gonna leave this show right fucking now, bro.
This is why we planned backstage what we're gonna say, Charles.
I came as the number one hater myself, so.
Yeah, no.
Booze are love too. Final thoughts?
Nothing. I'm excited because now me and Charles get to leave and you guys get to hang out with the House of R.
Hell yeah. Working title.
Working title. Bye, guys. We'll be back.
Bye. We'll be back.
Van Lathan, Charles Holmes.
Does this feel right to you on House of R level? Like, does this feel like House of R?
I do feel that we're missing two things. One, the ability to talk to each other for 3.5 hours uninterrupted. At least one person is into the runtime.
Thank you.
I feel like we need...
Yeah.
It's football season, like a raven caw?
Yeah.
It's Steve Allman!
Hello.
So winded.
Wait. Wait. Wait.
Hi, Steve.
Best job I've ever had.
Thanks for being
beautiful
here.
Stuff. Okay. We're with you for 30-ish minutes. Here's what we're going to do. We have somehow smuggled 3 segments into 1 30-minute segment.
Yep.
We can only be us. First, we're going to do Would You Rather. We have prepared prompts for each other. We don't know what the other person is going to ask. Then we will be doing
Fuck, Marry, Moondor.
Oh, yes.
You know, to make it kid-friendly.
Yeah. It's a family show.
Yeah, it's a family show. And last but not least, it's a House of R staple.
Yeah.
We're going to do a mini little hype draft. We're going to try to guess each other's hype top 5 red meat hype draft for 2024. The most chaotic part of this is what is coming out in 2024?
We have no idea.
Who knows?
We have no idea.
I don't know.
There's comfort in that because we reserve the right to change our minds at any point, and nothing we say today is binding come hype draft time in January.
No, it's legally binding.
I will not be held accountable for what we say.
This is a legal document.
Hype predictions today. Okay. Yeah. Let's get cracking.
Let's get started.
It's time for Would You Rather.
Steve?
Tell me.
Great. Okay. You might want to save that for Fuck, Marry, yeah. Moondor.
Oh, it's coming. I'm using this like 20 times.
Okay. I'm going to start. I'm going to ask you the first one.
Okay.
Apple Wars.
Yeah.
Would you rather? I'm not sure if you can see that we each have worn. I have a red Apple pin, and Joanna has affixed a very large green apple.
Green apple.
Compensating for the inferior selection. Joanna.
Did you know that draft now was going to come to the show?
No. It's all... It's family fun tonight. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you rather, my beloved pal and colleague, and I want you to be happy all the time, so keep that in mind before I ask you this. Would you rather have to finish every single meal for the rest of your life with a warm fruit pie or cobbler? Or... exclusively eat Honeycrisp and Pink Lady apples and never again bite into that thick, gum-shredding skin of a Granny Smith.
That tart, shelf-stable, delicious, refreshing apple. I think I'm going to have to suffer through baked fruit because I can't give up the apple war.
Wow.
You can't get me to concede on the... You would have held that against me. For the rest of our friendship.
No, this is great. This is good news for everyone. You get to eat Granny Smith's and we get to share pies together. Warm, gooey, delicious.
Gross.
What?
I don't want it.
Wow. Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Steve. Since you just put me through some emotional torment, how's this for you? Would you rather be the one making sure that Merlee the Loathcat from Ahsoka is
fed? I'm familiar, yeah.
Or would you rather be the one making sure that sweet baby Grogu is fed?
Okay, so... God damn it. I was anticipating something truly twisted and cruel like this, but I thought you would pit Ghost against Grogu.
No, we're not bringing Ghost into this. Not our child.
Something at least is sacred. I am going to feed my sweet baby Grogu...
and let Merlin just expire at the top of the tower there.
Regrettably, it's canon, thanks to Sabine's irresponsible parenting, that Merlin is able to survive for long stretches without sustenance or attention. We know that Merlin can operate the lift.
I'm in the comms tower.
Whereas Grogu...
No, I'm surprised and delighted to find you redefining the word canon at the live show.
Here's the other thing that's canon, though. Grogu without food, which is what we saw for 2+ seasons when Mando just refused to provide the necessary amount
He's
of protein
He's just constantly
for a
eating, like,
boy,
eggs and...
Uses the Force for 2 seconds,
macarons.
Falls asleep. Like, has to, steal from his fellow classmates.
Yeah.
When he's just auditing.
Okay, great. So Mal is pro Merlin, the look at... not living anymore.
No! That is not true.
Your turn.
Okay. Heartthrobs and helmets. That's what I'm calling this next one.
All right.
Would you rather ensure Cobb Vanth's imminent return to a galaxy far, far away?
Right.
So whatever the first possible moment that he could conceivably return,
he's just like in accolade.
Out of the back to tank.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Or ensure that Din Djarin must remove his helmet no fewer than 3 times in the Mandalorian season 4.
You bit that way too low. I'm taking Cobb Vanth over three moments with Pedro Pascal. Over a lifetime with Cobb Vanth? No. On the armor front, would you rather wear Paul Atreides' heavily used still suit?
Absolutely not. It almost doesn't matter what you say next.
Or Paz Vizsla's heavily used Mandalorian armor that he never takes off or washes.
I mean, they say urine is sterile, right?
I was pretty sure you were going to go still suit.
They say you're in a sterile, so I guess I'm going with the used still suit
that somebody else
has been secreting into out in the desert, the gift of your body's moisture. Yeah, I'll take the gift of
you got the blue eyes, moisture. You're ready. Okay.
Yeah, just soaking up the spice.
Great.
Yeah, I just can't in any way be associated with
that fucker, Paz Vizsla.
Yeah. That coward, that fucker. What a useless death. Why?
Just
so we would talk about him for 5 more minutes. And it worked. Here we are.
It sure did.
Here we are. Okay. TARDIS time. This is a question that I would not have been able to pose to you literally 3 days ago. Catch up on House of Who if you haven't yet. Okay. This is a weighted one. There's one scenario... and then 3, because the first one is...
Is that how this game works?
Yeah, it's a package deal. You'll see. Okay, would you rather be in the TARDIS for the reunion that you are anticipating more than anything in the world between Donna Noble and the Doctor?
Right.
Or be able to do all 3 of the following things. Grant Bill Potts a second season as companion. Get to tell 12 that Missy chose to stand with him at the end. And watch a series of webisodes about all of the fucking that River and 12 did over 24 years under Rillium.
Oh, yes.
Why keep it to webisodes is my question.
24 years is a long time. I figure these need to be, like, compact.
Well, this is an altruistic thing. I will give up. Yeah, I will give up the... thank you for the guests.
Wow!
I acknowledge my great sacrifice so that Bill can have a second season.
Oh, my God.
That's the most important to me. Yeah. Thank you. I am a good person. Thank you.
You could have been in the TARDIS.
Yeah.
In the TARDIS.
Yeah. Some of us wouldn't choose to let Merlin, expire from lack of food.
Last but not least, Grogu can't. Grogu just tries to eat the last of the bloodline of frog meat.
Just tried to, like, extinguish an entire... all right. Last one. And this is a... I hope you guys have all seen the latest episode of Loki. Spoiler warning. Would you rather clean up
Oh, God.
The time cube drippings. Mm-hmm. Or clean out Vhagar's section of the dragon pit.
That seems like pure pleasure to me.
Vhagar.
Yeah.
Do you understand what clean out...
Yeah, I get it. I know what you're...
You're going to muck it. The dragon's stable?
Let's muck it.
Stable?
Because just the proximity to Vhagar's... Like, think of how many times I could just walk around the dragon pit shoveling shit, whispering to myself, who can know the mind of such a beast? That's like my dream.
God's being good.
And I support you in this.
Yeah.
But I just want you to know that all it would take to clean up the time cube drippings is just like a spray hose.
No.
And you're like, let me muck?
No. Yeah. I all can't right. be within like 10 to 15 feet of that shade of key lime pie. I can't. Fuck Mary Moondor?
Let's do it.
It's hot David Tennant summer.
Yeah.
Here at the House of R, here in the world.
Yeah.
I'm calling this the triple tenant.
Yeah.
Fuck Mary Moondor.
Yeah.
The 10th Doctor.
Right.
Crawley.
Yeah.
Hu Yang.
If I can catch him, because listen, he's got like four arms.
I mean,
Hu Yang's going out the Moondor.
Oh, I was going to say, think of the possibilities.
No. I mean, great point. Wonderful point. He's going out the moon door. We are fucking the 10th Doctor, and we're marrying the ineffable husband himself, Crowley. He's husband material. Thank you. Oh, did you bring something for me?
I have something for you that I can't get out of my pocket.
What happened? We did so much rehearsal and you didn't rehearse getting the thing out of your pocket. What is it? Oh, there's sonic screwdrivers! Oh my god! I love you. Okay, now I'm gonna offer something really disgusting to you. Thank you for that. Fuck Mary Moondor.
Yeah.
Vecna with flesh distending wetly.
Yeah.
The mushroom man with his yearning tendrils.
Oh, man.
Or Viserys and his Phantom of the Opera era.
I don't want it.
So, take you behind the curtain for a second. We prepared extra prompts for each. We weren't sure how many would fit in a 10-minute segment. So you don't have to answer it, but I'm going to tell you that one of my extra would you rathers was have to make physical contact with the yearning tendrils of a cordyceps runner or stalker, no clickers or bloaters, or have to touch Vecna's wetly distending flesh.
I love it. That's so funny because Arjuna like spot checked for this for us. And he's like, you guys have some overlap, but it's not significant. That's pretty significant overlap. Anyway.
Okay, wait.
It's Vecna with flesh descending wetly.
Vecna.
The mushroom man with his yearning tendrils.
Which mushroom man?
The one with the yearning tendrils. Okay. The most yearning tendrils.
Yeah.
End of episode 2. And Viserys in his Phantom of the Opera era. Yikes.
This is just so grim. I mean, the thing is, all of these result in my imminent demise.
Well, I can't. That's if you decide that becoming part of the glorious, loving network of mushrooms is, in fact, the end of your life, whereas the beginning of a new chapter. I think that's what you have to ask yourself.
Yeah, I mean, the mushrooms love too, as you were fond of saying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that idea of connection, the creeping tendrils under the city before you're claimed and killed, you do get to feel like you're a part of something, so that's appealing. Similarly, if Vecna is going to, like, crack my bones in the air to open a gate, I could enter the Mind Palace, which is like also being a part of something.
Yeah. And like the interior decoration of that Mind Palace is like, you know, like I think there are some veiny marbled columns in there. That's a quote from today's podcast.
Today's pod. You've got that to look forward to.
Yeah.
Viserys. Okay, I'm going to marry Viserys.
Yeah, fuck you.
This is just like, practical, right? This is the pathway to power.
Yeah.
This is how I move up.
You look great in green.
Thank you. Yeah. This is how I move up.
Yeah. Okay.
From shoveling Vhagar's shit in the dragon pit
a rags to riches story.
To having a seat of power in the Red Keep itself.
Yeah.
They said it couldn't be done.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I think I'm gonna fuck Vecna.
Great.
Like all sorts of possibilities with the tentacles.
I'm so thrilled that sense came out of your mouth.
You know. To the quote Jar Jar Binks binge mode character study already wet, you know? So there's that.
Great point.
Nobody brought kids, right? Right?
If you did, I can't see them.
Yeah, and I'm gonna kill the mushroom.
Yeah, you're gonna make the mushroom your bitch.
Tendrils, I feel like that's like, I have to choose that because it's a public service to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't allow.
You're a hero like I am.
I can't allow the cordyceps to perpetuate.
Yeah,
right.
I'm making sure that Bill Potts gets a second season, and you're saving the world from a mushroom plague. I think the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Queen Malice and
Hightower.
I like it.
Love it.
I like it.
Great ring to it.
Problematic faves.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see what you pick for this. I'm so excited. Jamie Lannister.
Yeah.
Sawyer.
Yeah.
Spike.
It's hilarious that you think that I've never done this before. That this isn't my daily mantra.
That's why
mantra.
It's here. It's like, what if we need one that we can do in 10 seconds?
Yeah, exactly. The things I do for love. Jamie Lannister's going out the door.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It starts with him pushing a kid out the window.
Yeah, and
then
ends
with you pushing him through the moon door.
That's what happens.
Interesting. Is it because he only wants to fuck his sister? Does that not work for you?
It's a bit of a deal breaker, I think.
Yeah.
Because, you fuck him once, and then you're, a really cool badass lady warrior sobbing in a courtyard, and essentially your robe and curlers, and it's a real come down for you as a character. I am having sexual congress with William the Bloody Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
That's a reference you will understand one day.
That was my other Would You Rather that I didn't get to. It involved a Malvan Buffy rewatch, but you'll never get to hear it because we don't have time.
I mean, if there's no content in 2024, what else will we do?
We'll see. Okay.
Yeah, and then I'm marrying Sawyer because he, we love a character on an arc, right?
Love a con man, love a character on an arc. Love time
Clone
travel.
Clone Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay.
Revenge of the Sith, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Obi-Wan Kenobi from the show, Obi-Wan.
And now it's my turn to say, and you think I've never thought about this? Okay, so this is easy. I have to, with love and respect, whether or not he has the high ground.
Yeah.
Revenge of the Sith.
The higher the ground, the further they fall.
Through the moon door into the lava of Mustafar.
Yeah.
And we're going to have fun. Going to have fun with that cartoon. I'm going to fuck Obi-Wan Kenobi, the titular star of Obi-Wan Kenobi. He needs some cheering up.
It's lonely in that desert. It's cold in that cave.
Some commentary about how much he smells that I'm not thrilled about.
Oh yeah, remember the meat situation?
Yeah, right from the meat plant into his dank cave.
Yeah.
We'll Phrasing. Work through it.
Yeah.
And obviously I'm marrying the great love of my life, with apologies to my husband who is here tonight. Animated Obi-Wan. Have you seen the jawline? Have you seen the piercing blue eyes? No question.
I love this for you.
No question. Okay. Your outfit, your costume, has inspired my next prompt.
Okay.
This Barbie is a prompt. I've seen the Barbie movie now, so I can...
She eventually saw the Barbie movie, so now she can make
say
Barbie
things
movie
like
jokes.
That. Sublime.
Timely.
I'm on top of things. I always have my finger on the pulse of pop culture. Fuck, marry, moon door.
Yeah.
Stereotypical Barbie.
Mm.
President Barbie.
Mm.
Weird Barbie.
That's so difficult. I'm taking one night with President Barbie.
Yeah.
I am marrying Weird Barbie.
Yeah. I like this.
And with love and just adoration to Margot Robbie, who I genuinely think should get an Oscar nomination for Barbie, she's going out the moon door.
Yeah. Her Oscar can follow her through the fucking moon door.
Yeah. Last but not least.
Yeah.
I guess these are also problematic faves. Well, two problematic faves and a not. But not the same ones. Hot Sauron, who fucks?
Ooh, okay.
Hot, yeah. Hot Daemon Targaryen, who fucks his relations. And She-Hulk's one and only Matt Murdock, who can hear your heart beating.
Oh my goodness. Do I want to marry a Dark Lord?
You would be a queen!
I'm seeing myself in the reflection of the steely waters as we stand on our raft and contemplate what will be on our registry.
Yeah. Marrying... The crown is already there.
Yeah. I'm marrying Hot Sauron.
Yeah, obviously. Damon has murdered...
Damon's going through the moon door.
Yeah, he's murdered multiple people.
Here's the thing. Damon's going through the moon door. I'm not... While I like it for content, for me personally, I'm passing on the incest. And just like...
It's a no for you.
1 degree of separation from the incest, it's a no for me.
Oh, so we've both come out against incest in the show. Oh, interesting for us.
We're so brave. We're so brave!
Yeah. Someone has to take a stand.
But also like... He's a dragon rider, so, like, is it totally impossible that he could be saved mid-exit from the moon door? And, like, who knows what happens in the future? I don't know. Keeping my options alive. Obviously, I'm fucking Daredevil.
Great.
Who...
You're going to have such a good time.
...entered the MCU exclusively to have sex and do the Walk of Shame.
I'm so excited to watch him walk out of the valley.
Beautiful.
Adam, I assume you're okay with that. Okay.
Hype meter. Predictions.
Rapid fire. Steve, we're done with you.
You have a costume change to get
Steve
to.
Steve has a costume change. Otherwise, we keep
Steve
you here forever.
Steve has prepared 3 costumes for you all.
You guys, the last one. All the costumes are great. The last one is a doozy. I'm so excited for you to see it. Okay.
Okay. So, again, we are going to attempt to predict each other's way too early top 5 for things that might reasonably be expected, possibly, who knows, to come out in 2024.
This is us wishing content into existence in 2024.
We're manifesting.
Yeah. We're just starting at the bottom.
Yeah. 5 to 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 5 on my list for you.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a new season of Doctor Who, and I was hoping you'd be excited for it.
I am excited for it.
But it is not on your list.
It's not on my list only because I have it
crushing.
On your list.
Crushing.
And I was trying to find a spot to introduce some variety, but...
Soul crushing.
I did prepare for this moment with another prop.
Oh my God!
Which is the doctor's pocket watch.
Oh my God.
As a way to apologize for this moment, which I knew would come.
Wow.
There you go.
This is incredible.
There you go.
Oh, it's got Gallifreyan. Okay. I didn't know there were gifts.
You brought me like
though
10
you do have you do have a friendship bracelet for
it's
me.
True.
So.
It's true. So that is not on my top 5.
Yeah.
Though it's going to be high on the list. Rest assured. Here's what I have at 5 for you. House of the Dragon, season 2. This is the stuff.
I have it higher.
Okay. Good. Great.
Allegedly, there will be a Star Wars show next year.
Uh-huh.
Are you perchance excited for The Acolyte?
Not only do I have The Acolyte on my list, I have it at 4.
Yes. There's no score, but I just earned a point. Thank you so much. Okay.
I am using the 4th slot to guess a Star Wars show for you as well.
Okay.
Do we think that Andor is coming out in 2024?
I don't think Andor is coming out next
Has
year.
Has anything Chris entered
Ryan.
The press that tells us definitively
is Andor
it's
coming
not?
Out next year?
Fingers crossed.
Okay, fingers crossed. That's Chris.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I'm putting it forward.
Okay. I don't have it on my list because I didn't believe in it enough. But now that Chris has said it's coming, then I choose to believe. But it's still on my list. 3. Again, what is content in 2024? Who knows? But I'm hoping we get to join the Harfoots again with Rings of Power.
Okay.
not only do I have Rick's power on my list, I have it at number 3.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Alone, it's just a journey.
Together.
Adventures, they must be shared.
Together.
Number 3 for you, I have Dune Part 2.
Higher.
Dune!
I got it higher, but it is on the list.
How many things can you have at number 1? I don't understand. I don't understand.
Number 2 on my list, I have Dune Part 2 for you.
I told you, Anna, backstage, you're going to get 4 out of my 5, and you're going to get them in order. And that is what is happening currently.
Excellent.
I have Dune Part 2 at number 2.
Great.
I was really torn on how I wanted to order the top 2 for you.
Okay.
I feel sure I know what they are. Maybe I don't. At number 2, I have the 14th season of Doctor Who featuring the 15th Doctor.
This is on my list. It's a little lower, but it is on my list.
Twist.
Yeah. I have The Acolyte at number 2 because I'm really, really excited for The Acolyte.
So you have 2 Star Wars shows on there because you also have Andor on there.
I don't have Andor on here. Andor,
I know,
is just a dream. Number 1, Molly Rubin, House of the Dragon.
Have you heard of it, lad?
Yeah. That's a different show. But that is a stuff lineup.
It's what we call a segue.
Yeah.
A transition to my prediction for your number 1, which is The Rings of Power.
I did not have that on my list. Only because I'm really worried it's not coming out next year.
No!
Yeah. But I had Dune 2 at number 1, and you
what?
Already guessed that one.
Rings of Power is going to come out next year, we have to believe.
I don't know.
Oh my God. Devastating.
The one that we haven't mentioned that is on my list, which I promise you I wouldn't do too many wild cards, is this isn't a wild card. Furiosa, number 5.
My number 5 is Deadpool 3.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Let's get that hard R into the MCU.
Phrasing. Steve isn't here on the board anymore.
Damn me. Gods be good. What else should we be excited for?
I feel like, should we not be excited for the next segment that's coming up?
A little box of candy that we can shake.
Yeah.
Chocolatey. Minty.
Steve Allman's next costume.
Please welcome Mint Edition.
Hell yeah.
Hi, everybody. Hey, Barbie.
Hi, Ken. Oh, God, I'm sweating.
Oh.
I had to zip tie my pants so they weren't so big. I had Jomie pulling on it. Jomie said, did you just zip tie your pants? I said, I've been begging.
That zip tie sound scared the ever-living daylights out of me.
It was very all of a sudden. I just went zoom. Like, it felt like I was about to go crazy.
So many scary things happened backstage. We can't even talk about that. Hey, yo. Welcome to Mint Edition, everybody. Woo! I'm Steve Allman.
I'm Jessica Clemens.
I'm Joe Medineron.
And this is the Once in a While podcast about the fandom that you just can't live without.
You see how he pointed that time?
I do that every show. Okay, all right, let's start that. I do this every show. When we're in the booth, I say, hey, my name is Steve Allman, and then I point to whoever was going to talk next. And then for one time for the show, I point to Jomie first instead of Jess, and then everybody's like...
Jess got so upset, we almost had to cancel the whole
show. The thing is, I wasn't upset. There is an order in which we normally do things, and you disrupted it.
Clearly, this podcast is about order. Okay. It's All Hallows Eve Eve, and...
I need to stop. I'm really excited.
We're all excited. Yeah. This is great. Okay. It's so good to see everybody here tonight.
Yeah.
We're gonna give you guys a fun game, and normally a little peek behind the curtain. We only have 15 minutes with you guys, and we usually are given a light by our great producer, Kerm, in the back right there. But instead, we're gonna let you in on some fun, and you're just gonna be interrupted with us, and we're going to play Sean Paul's Just Give Me the Light. Kerm, can we hear that one time?
Just give me the light.
Thank you. So whenever it's time for us to go in like 1 minute, you're just going to hear Kerm.
Just give me the light.
Thank you.
Ooh, that one, he was ready with that you one.
So, yay or nay, we're going to give our thumbs up, thumbs down reviews, unbeknownst to any of us, about the things that we might not have covered this year on Mint Edition. Relatively new-ish host, Jessica Clemens, wasn't around for some of our best things that we saw this year. So we are going to go around the room and talk about some of the things that we think might be pretty good. Yay or nay. Thumbs up, thumbs down. And all of these prompts are secret. And we're going to talk about some of the best things that happened this year. I don't know what Jess picked. I don't know what Jomie picked. You don't know what I picked.
I know Jomie's going to nay all of mine.
Probably.
What makes you think that?
Dude, can I go?
Yes, you
can
may
I go.
Go mine? Jessica.
Okay, this movie was a success. It was a box office success, grossing $90 million worldwide against a $4.5 million budget, becoming A24's second highest grossing film. I'm talking about Talk to Me.
Oh, dear.
I'm talking Talk to Me.
Okay.
And you guys already know, I love horror. I love thrillers. Mm. This was such a good movie, and Jomie wouldn't let me talk about it.
That's technically maybe true. I can't remember, but it's a scary movie.
Yes, a scary movie.
No, hey, let me explain.
All right, we got it. Move.
No.
Listen, I'm a baby. Okay, I go to horror movies. I need to be held. I need to be coddled. Okay, I have anxiety. I can't just go up there. And now I'm crying in the theater. I'm a 27-year-old man in tears.
You just Who had a baby. You just said you were a baby.
I'm a fair.
Jomie, what do you think Talk to Me is about?
Talk to Me. Okay, there are two people in a room. One is silent, one is not.
Okay. No, you're on the right track. Warm.
And he's like, hey, warm. Pal, I can see you going through something. You're silent.
Cold.
Credits. Boom.
Cold.
Wow, he nailed it. First
Title
try.
Screen. Boom.
I mean, it's okay. It's like a Ouija board with a hand. That's kind of what
Ouija. You want me to bring a Ouija board to
it's
my
not
house?
A Ouija board.
We didn't
it's not
bring
a Ouija,
Ouija,
board.
Ouija board for you, Jomie.
We had this conversation.
Yes.
I don't do Ouija boards. Okay. It's like everything else is above board.
Van, bring out the Ouija, Ouija board.
This is not. It's not a Ouija board. It's a witch's hand. But it's also not attached to the witch anymore.
Ooh,
it's not attached to the witch anymore.
Now that you mention it, let me bring the witch's hand into my house.
Fine. Fine, I know where it stands on our.
Somebody
yays or
doesn't
nays.
Like party games. Okay,
don't Hasbro sell Ouija boards?
Yes,
that's crazy.
It's a branded thing.
Do you
that's
think
that's? Nuts.
I think that is kind of crazy. Hasbro's like, oh yeah, you can come to hell through us.
That explains all of the Transformers movies. Actually,
it does. It does.
Wait. Optimus Prime. Optimus Prime.
Yeah, they're like, yo, man. No wonder, like, we got Michael Bay to do these films.
Golly.
Tough.
Roll out to hell.
Jesus Christ.
Autobots.
Let
assembly.
Me go. My first one, I talk about the show a lot on social.
Oh, boy.
No, wait.
Kerm, cut the lights. Dead ass. Cut the goddamn lights.
It's not the show you might be thinking of. Although, while we're here... Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. agenda! Yeah!
It's like he does it on commission or something.
Yeah, are they paying you? I thought that show was done.
So, I don't know if you guys read New York Times bestselling author Joanna Robinson's book. It's available in the back for... No, I'm just playing.
It's not. We don't even have merch out there.
Like, long story short, Kevin Feige was like, listen, pals, I will bring anything back to the MCU except that. So it's looking cooked, my guys. No, the other show I was talking about is a show that I discovered mid-pandemic. It was new, and I'm not really into this fandom at all. I've seen a couple of the movies, but not really entrenched. But... Star Trek Lower Decks.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Is one of my, like, legitimately one of my favorite shows of all time. The season 4 finale is airing on Thursday. And I'm honestly more excited for that than like the Gen V finale and Loki this week. Like, I promise you.
The what?
I know, it's crazy.
Whoa,
it's crazy.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
But that's how much it means to me. You see, you feel me?
It's you like got the SEC. Upset.
It means
you're trying
more
to win them over right after you said Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as your first.
Yeah, I know. Let's go back to that when we were happy.
Damn. Dang, really?
I would say yay. I would say yay to Lower Decks, but I don't.
Yay to Lower Decks for sure.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's also it's gone. It's been gone for a long time.
Remember, and there's only, wait, so we're much still talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Nobody's talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Then why
no
did you
more
bring it up at the beginning?
Jessica,
Jess, you're not locked in.
What? What? Why are you acting like I'm the weird one?
Welcome to a great peek into the things that Kerm edits out of the show.
Oh man,
just me getting confused.
It's an hour show in the booth for 2.5 hours.
Exactly. The rest is that and 21 Savage lyrics. You think I'm kidding.
Can you do something for me? Steve, your turn.
All right. It might have been just, you know, the biggest show of this year. The Last of Us.
Oh.
A warm Papa Pedro.
Well, I'm surprised you guys didn't.
Well, yeah, so am I.
Okay. You know what? I know when I should exit the damn stage. Man.
No, okay, seriously, it's one of my favorite video games of all time, one of the best video games adaptations of all time. Biggest show of the year, yay, nay.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, give it a yay. I thought the adaptation was awesome. I definitely played that game with the lights on. Like, only from noon to seven, as soon as the sun set, I was like, ah. I'm turning this off.
And then you put it back on your witch hand.
No, see, yeah, you lost me. You lost me.
I love that show so much because I like it was the last like genuine event thing that I watched with my friends. That was like a holdover from like pandemic watches when we'd do this on Zoom, but we finally got it together. And most of my friends are huge fans of the game, and every time that we would like try to predict what would happen in the next part of the show, it would kind of respond to our exact predictions. We would like Mystery Science Theater, where like Joel's very sad and talks to Ellie about like, oh, I lost my daughter. And then my friend goes, oh, here comes the story time. And then Joel's next line is, there's no story.
Damn.
Hey. And then we're like, what?
Real quick, remember when I went to your friend's house? I know V, she's here. We went and we watched Succession.
Yes.
And it was the saddest episode of Succession we've ever seen. I'm not going to spoil it if you haven't seen it, which,
right,
by the way, like, lock in. But, dang, that's tough.
I feel Succession's like a not like a weird show to watch around. It's not as weird as like watching like Gen V around a bunch of your friends, but I feel like it's like, oh,
no,
it's gonna be sad.
My friends are very boisterous and will like put commentary on every show that we watch. And when Succession happens, we were all just,
it's crazy. It's
no,
crazy.
And then the wasabi bit. It's like, eh.
Oh my God. Okay, well, I have another one.
All right, Jess, please save me.
I got another one. This is how I segue. This one, I don't know how you feel about it. Amazon Prime series. Amazing. 7 episodes, around 30 minutes apiece, starring Dominic Fishback Swore.
Just give me the line.
Oh, no!
God damn!
That's Sean Paul's cue. Oh, no. All right. Well,
Sean Paul and Dominic Fishback are working together. Really?
It's like somebody didn't want to talk about Swarm.
I'm like, damn, Kerm, I get it. I chose Swarm. I think Swarm's a really fun series. It was kind of a thriller.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Okay. Did you watch it?
No.
Wow, Joan!
What's the point?
Okay, no. Here's what I'll say. I think Swarm is, like, unapologetically weird.
Yeah.
And did I stick with it? No. I watched, like, 3 episodes, and I'm like, this is just a bummer.
Mm-mm.
But, like, it's...
I saw a black woman being a serial killer, and I was like, go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Take it.
It's like the ending of Midsommar, where you're just like, good for her.
Good for her.
Yeah. You know, with the Midnight Boys coming up next, I kind of have to give this a thumbs up because I'm going to catch some shit for this later. Not next, but you know.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Oh, wow, Jess, I'm so sorry.
Oh, dang. That stuff. I'm going to give it a yeah because Donald Glover's involved and that's my guy. So, rock with you.
All right.
I am just as Finn from Adventure Time, and I really liked Fiona and Cake.
I haven't started it yet.
I'm so behind.
It looks great.
It's good crack. It's good crack.
What television is bad?
Don't you hate
crack
when bad crack happens?
There is bad crack. People die, Steve.
Wow, I can't believe
all
you joke
crack
like that.
Is bad crack.
See,
I'm
Steve
not
doesn't
advertising.
Know.
Steve
doesn't
unbox
know about
this.
Bad
let's
crack.
This.
Steve grew up in good neighborhoods with cocaine.
Remember?
Okay. They weren't doing crack.
Some people get priced out. They get priced out.
Yeah. You know?
That is so crazy.
All right. Well, with that, this has been Mint Edition, folks.
Jess is going to stay right here?
I'm going to stay right here because there's no better person. I'm so excited to introduce my equally best friend. Equally best friend
equally,
to, these,
okay.
two,
equally.
To these two. Please welcome Ben Lindbergh.
Ben!
Please welcome Ben Lindbergh. Look at the outfit that I had to put on him.
Jess dressed me today. Thank you, Jess. in this costume, to be clear. Not before.
Yes, yeah. No, you were fine before. This is Button Mash.
Yeah.
A video game podcast.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah.
My first costume was supposed to be a bathrobe. I was going to go as Bathrobe Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I remember when you told me that, because I was like, oh, I'm actually dressing up. Can you please do something else?
It didn't come in time. But yes, I'm Ben, and people tell me I don't look like I sound, so I'm sorry if this is confusing for anyone.
The person in the front is like, yeah. Uh-huh.
I get that a lot.
We met each other for the first time at a work event, and I was like, can someone tell me what Ben looks like before I see him so I don't act crazy? And they're like, it's not going to be what you think.
So much better, right?
No, you're perfect in every way.
Right, thank you. So we talk about video games.
We do.
Yeah, and we talk about video game adaptations, too. Mm-hmm. Video game movies. And there is a new video game movie out right now, Five Nights at Freddy's. Has anyone seen it? Wow.
No, no. Come on.
Everyone else in America saw it, apparently. But no one at this.
The audience rating is so high. The critics is really low. But from this audience, it was like, maybe.
I saw it, I'll say it to humor them. And it made a ridiculous amount of money this weekend, but it got truly terrible reviews.
Yeah.
From everyone except Jessica Clemens on the podcast.
I didn't say sign my name on it like that. I just was a huge fan. I'm a big fan of Five Nights at Freddy's. I love scary things. And watching it, I saw the Easter eggs, and I was like, this is fun. And you were like, no, it's not.
We did a whole podcast about that. People could listen. But we saw those extremely low Metacritic scores and Rotten Tomatoes scores. They brought us back to the dark days of video game movies and adaptations when every video game movie was bad and very few of them made money.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a draft today of the bad old days. The worst video game movies, which could have taken this entire 2-hour event.
Yeah.
But
I think honestly, we don't even need to. You can go first.
Yeah.
If.
Okay. You're going to give me the first pick?
Damn. Well, actually, wait.
That's.
We're each
going to pick three, and at the end, we'll name our teams, and the loudest boos will win, okay?
I need you guys to ride with me for a little bit. It's
whoever gets the loudest boos wins or loses. I'm not sure if you can win this game. This is like the only winning move is not to play situation, I think. But we'll play anyway. There's only one condition. We can't draft more than one movie directed by Uwe Boll, okay? Because that could be the entire draft.
Yeah, the poor man.
Okay, I'm gonna go first.
Go first.
All right, I'm gonna take my bowl movie off the board first.
Okay,
and I might block you here. I might pull a Mallory and do a cutthroat drafting move. But I'm gonna take Blood Rain.
Go ahead.
Are you mad at me?
Yes. As soon as you were like, "Are you sure?" I was like, "He's gonna take Blood Rain. He's gonna take Blood
it's
Rain."
It's a deep category, the bowl movies, but this is my first, and I have a case that I'm gonna make for you. Okay, because a few other Uwe Boll movies are arguably as bad as Blood Rain, but I'd argue that it did more damage to cinema
than any of the others. Okay.
Here's a quote from the screenwriter, Guinevere Turner, quote, "It blows." I mean, it's like the worst movie ever made.
He said, I mean, it's the worst movie in the world.
According to the screenwriter, the cast and crew started production with a rough first draft of a script and were told to, quote, take a crack at it. Okay, second, even though it got horrific reviews, didn't make money, it got two sequels somehow. Yeah. Deliverance and Blood Rain the Third Reich. Yeah.
I remember the Third Reich.
Both.
The movie.
Straight to video.
just to clarify. Sorry. Don't want any room for error on the stage.
Good clarification.
Thank you.
So it's only one Uwe Boll movie, but it's responsible for two others.
Yeah.
So three total in a way.
I feel like you're trying to steal this game from me already.
Lastly, this movie sullied the IMDb page of some reputable actors, right? Michael Madsen is in this movie. Michelle Rodriguez is in this movie. And here's the kicker. Ben Kingsley is in this movie.
Ben Kingsley's in one of my worst video game adaptations.
He's in
this man
bad
has
movie.
A track record.
True. Ben Kingsley of Gandhi and Schindler's List and The House of Sand and Fog, etc., also in Blood Rain. Like, Schindler's List is retroactively tarnished now by the fact that
Damn.
Someone in that movie is associated with Blood Rain. I just need to know how they booked Kingsley for that movie. What do you
Should
think?
Should I?
It's like, Mr. Kingsley, it's by the director of House of the Dead. And that was the thing that, or maybe Meatloaf is attached to this movie.
Yeah, Kingsley is a huge Meatloaf fan. Or he just didn't read the script. Just took it as is.
That's my pick.
My first pick, I'm going to go with one I feel like everybody should know. Because it's low blow. Not mm-hmm. the lowest of low blows. But the 1994 Street Fighter movie. Mm. I'm taking that boo as a good thing because y'all need to boo the movie. This movie, I rewatched last night. And it does not hold up. To be fair, it didn't hold up in 94 either.
No.
Dude, they got Jean-Claude Van Damme acting wild. And Raul Julia, I was like, damn, dude. I'll give him a pass because he even said that like he wanted to do this because his son loves Street Fighter. And I was like, okay,
yeah, that's nice.
Go
yeah.
ahead. Everything else bad. every dialogue. It's not even like can't be good, you guys. It's bad. It was so bad. They did DJ so weirdly. The story makes no sense. The fight scenes, how they cut it, you'll punch someone, cut to someone else falling over, and then this guy that fell over. And I went, who are we fighting?
Yeah. Of all the 90s video game movies of fighting games, it might be the worst, right?
Yeah,
all the others are fun, at least.
I have a soft spot for Mortal Kombat.
I wonder if Ben
Kombat.
Kingsley's son liked Blood Rain, and that was how he ended up in that movie.
I don't know. I have no damn clue.
Okay. My turn?
What's your second?
All right, I'm going with Assassin's Creed.
Damn it! Oh, I should have took that motherfucker first. Sorry, this is also how I act during the draft. Oh my God. The first draft we did was on Spider-Man characters, and that Mallory roasted my ass. She said, Jessica, why would you choose such a terrible lineup? I said, I thought no one would take these.
It was
these.
Like Jess's second week at the company. It's
oh, it was my it was my second week at the
let's
job.
Let's do a draft with
Nervous
Mal.
As hell. Yeah. Mal called me a punk ass. I said, damn, what am I getting myself into?
So I didn't want all our movies to be 90s movies or Uwe Boll movies. So we got to go with one fairly modern movie, and that is Assassin's Creed. The budget for this movie was $125 million.
Say it one more time.
$125 million. Think of all the good that could have done in the world.
Benjamin.
Or all the other movies that might have made instead of this one.
Michael Fassbender said, hey, a check's a check.
This was like, look, we've learned our lesson. We've been making bad video game movies for 30 years. We're gonna not make those mistakes again. We're going to get a good cast and a good director, and we're going to spend a lot of money. No, still bad. Still terrible.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed was horrible.
Yeah, every Assassin's Creed game takes place mostly in the past. That's why people like them and play them. So they thought, let's set the movie mostly in the present. Let's see how that goes. It didn't go great.
Damn it, Ben. I'm so mad.
The director of this movie, in 2015, Justin Kurzel, he directed Macbeth, okay? Pretty highbrow, with Fassbender and Marion Cotillard. The next year, those three people got back together again. They got the gang back together to make Assassin's Creed.
Do you think you owe me, come on, you guys, please, one more.
Yeah, one for us, one for them.
talk about burning a bridge.
Macbeth, yeah. Listen to this cast, okay? Fassbender, Cotillard, Jeremy Irons, Brendan Gleeson, Charlotte Rampling, Michael K. Williams. Imagine.
Oh, I forgot.
The incredible movie that could have been made with that collection of talent. Like somewhere in the multiverse, there's like an infinite number of movies made with those people, and Assassin's Creed is the worst of all of them. Lastly, This was supposed to be the start of a franchise. They were developing Assassin's Creed 2 while they were making this movie, and it was so bad that they just said, no. Actually, no. And think of how bad an Assassin's Creed has to be to not get a sequel, because that series gets a sequel every year.
That's true. That is true. God damn.
All you.
Fuck. You took two of the three that I had. Let me look at my backups. No, these aren't my backups. I stand by it. You know, I don't want to do this.
Okay.
I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this, you guys, but I got to do it. I got to do it. The first Resident Evil movie.
Ooh, wow, okay.
I know, you guys. But if you play the game, you know damn well that's not Resident Evil. That is something different. And I it hurts me to do this because I remember being a child going to the theater and seeing Resident Evil and being like, this girl is so badass, I want to do this. And then when I started playing the games, I was like, wait, which came first? I was like so confused by it. And I was like, oh, I'll just put this on my backup list. There's no way Ben's going to say Assassin's Creed or Blood. And I just have to. I have to say it. I'm sorry. This is coming from the gamer in my heart. I can watch this movie again. It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't Resident
You did a lot of research for this segment. You were like, I'm going to rewatch. I was like, I see enough of those movies.
I watched.
I'm going to go on my memory of those.
Old fucking movie. Yeah. I watched Wing Commander. Oh. Have you heard of that? Have you guys? The game is ridiculous. Is this arcade? Oh, it's on your board? This arcade game in the movie was crazy bad. It was stupid.
Okay.
Go for your third. Go for your third, and I'll get my third.
All right. I'm going to take Hitman.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Easy. I have to specify which Hitman.
No.
Both would be great picks in this draft. You might ask which Hitman movie. Great question. They're both terrible. But I'm going to go with the original from 2007.
Okay.
So not the Rupert Friend one, but the Timothy Oliphant one. And I know that's an insult to a house of our... But wait. This is not an anti-Oliphant take. This is a pro-Oliphant take. I'm taking this movie solely because they made Oliphant shave his head for this movie, which is malpractice when you have a luxurious mane like that.
Timothy Oliphant has a luxurious mane?
Yeah.
Am I getting it mixed up with the other guy?
You must be.
You guys know who Timothy Oliphant looks like? Who is it? Is it? No, it's the one that was dating Fergie. Josh Duhamel. Yeah, it was Josh Duhamel.
Yeah.
They look identical to me.
Joanna has a life-size cutout of Oliphant, so she could show you backstage probably. But Vin Diesel was initially attached to play Agent 47,
and that's why he was bald.
Bald guy.
Yes.
And this is not like a bald representation argument. I think, like, there is that... If we're going to do representation, I guess we could talk about Jake Gyllenhaal playing Prince of Persia, right? But you might do that next.
Yeah, I think we will be doing that one next.
It's not about that. It's just about Timothy Oliphant. I don't know how they went from, well, we had Vin Diesel. He dropped out naturally. Let's go to Oliphant
next.
Yeah, like,
same.
If Vin Diesel drops out, you know, they're showing up at the same auditions. It's like, oh, you again, Diesel?
Timothy Oliphant is losing his roles to Vin Diesel and vice versa.
Right.
That would be insane to see Timothy Oliphant in Fast and Furious. That would be ridiculous. I think he would do a good job. I think Timothy Oliphant could do Vin Diesel roles. I don't think Vin Diesel can do Timothy Oliphant roles. Okay, thank you.
If they keep the franchise going long enough, we'll find out, I'm sure. But the other thing about Hitman is that he's supposed to be a silent assassin in the games. And in the movie, he's a very noisy assassin. He's just making a lot of commotion everywhere he goes. It's more of an action movie than an assassin movie. But it's really about Oliphant's hair. That's what it basically boils down to.
You're like, I hate it. That's so funny to have that grudge. Mine, my last, my third.
Yeah.
Is Jake Gyllenhaal in the Prince of Persia? When we figured out what we were talking about, I was like, let me go rewatch these movies and see if they're actually bad. I didn't have to make it 10 minutes into this movie to tell you it was bad. This was Disney's video game movie. It was like Disney's first one coming, when you look at all the video game adaptations, and it made a little bit too much money.
Yes.
When I saw how much it made, I was like...
It still lost money, to be clear.
To be clear. But compared to all the video game adaptations that were coming out, this was making big bucks. And it is so bad. It is horrible. And Ben Kingsley is also in it.
Yeah.
Ben Kingsley. I'm Ben King. I need to talk to him. We should do an interview with him and ask him why he said yes to these scripts.
An Oscar winner. Multi-time best actor
nominee. He thought
nominee.
This was it. He thought Prince of Persia was the next one. That movie is... It's like... And the thing is, I didn't even play the game. I just went to the movie and I was like, I can tell you right now, this movie is horrible and the game is probably not bad. And this poor movie has destroyed the game for me. And it was just so bad. And why would you put Jake Gyllenhaal in it? But it was...
LA native, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, God, shut up.
The Prince of Persia.
I can't stand it. It was a horrible movie. And I watched a lot of bad movies to prep for this. I even watched Doom.
I know you did.
I even watched
Doom. I can't believe Doom didn't get drafted. Doom's still on the board.
If I had to choose between watching Doom or Prince of Persia, I'm going to watch Doom.
Yeah.
A million and two times. Actually, Doom, I should have chose Doom over Resident Evil, but I wanted to choose one to be like... You know, it's not only 90s movies that were doing bad.
Yeah. So we've come to the voting round. So,
fuck.
Just give me the line.
Hey, that was for the last segment.
They're playing us off the stage. All right, we got to get people to boo for us or against us or with us. I'm not sure.
Boo for Ben.
Wait. So we got to recap the teams. Okay. Do you want to go first or should I go first?
You stole mine, so you go first.
Okay, so I've got Blood Rain.
Yes.
Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
And what do I have? What's my third movie?
Hitman, the original
Hitman. Can you make some noise? We got to gauge which boos are louder, okay? Blood Rain, Assassin's Creed, Hitman. Let's hear it. Anyone? Boos?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I made fun of you for forgetting your last one, and I forgot my first one. I have Resident Evil. I have Prince of Persia. And I have Street Fighter.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, roll, right. Julia.
My Make baby. Some noise. Some amount of noise. Ooh. Oh. Oh. Okay. Wow.
I am the winner.
All right.
Wow, these people fucking hate Street Fighter. They hate Resident Evil. They hate what they did to Resident Evil.
We've got a lot of Blood Rain fans
these
in the house
These people also
today,
fucking
apparently.
Hated Raccoon City. I get it. It was all bad. Oh, my God.
Wow, I'm glad you all love Assassin's Creed like that.
That's... Mallory is going to be... Yeah, did you guys actually like Assassin's Creed? I thought you were going to say, hell yeah. I was like, get out. Back.
They disliked it less. Okay. Oh, I think you win or you lose or
I win. Yeah. That's how it should be today. Thank you guys.
That's our time.
Now keep those hands together for Van Lathan. You would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep. Cause they fill the open air and leave teardrops everywhere. You'd I would just stand and stare.
What the fuck is up, you degenerates? Can't believe you guys came out here. I'm here to see you, happy to see you, but I'm not goddamn alone because Charles Holmes is with me. Himself, Steve Allman is with me. We are Joey the Explainer.
Chomp.
Wow. I took all my energy.
I have a concussion. You just gave me CTE, for real.
Sorry. I got a hard-ass head, but the listeners know that shit.
You know?
Woo. We got a lot of fun, and so you guys having a good time? Hold on for a second. One second here.
Oh, boy.
I see you guys in the front row here. You're very cautious. You got your masks on. Okay, now we're in the right political climate where you're not going to be criticized for that. But if you were in a different place right now, people would ask you about the science behind masking and whether or not there's been enough conclusive
evidence. Can we get
evidence.
To the
we
show?
We only have 30 minutes.
We got 30 minutes.
Come on, man. I'm sorry. I watched Vivek Ramaswamy before I came here. So it, you know, still lingers. All right, Chuck, take it away. Tell them what we're doing.
All right, we're doing 12 questions to midnight, all right? This is a competition. None of us have heard each other's questions, all right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go first, and it's just best if we just lay it out. So my first question for y'all is, which MCU character is the most likely to get canceled for wearing a racist outfit for Halloween?
Oh, wow.
You guys got 30 seconds starting now.
Wow.
Right.
Do I get to explain why?
You do get to explain why.
Yeah. Okay.
That was easy.
Oh, you done, Joey?
I'm done.
Okay.
All right. Do we show the audience?
We'll do one by one. Jordan, you done?
Yeah.
All right. Don't show them yet. Don't show them yet. Van, you get like a minute now.
Okay.
Show the audience and explain.
Okay, so I got Tony Stark.
Ooh, I feel like he's done this several times.
Damn. That's my boy, too.
Okay, let me tell you why I got Tony Stark. If you watch the original Iron Man movie right now,
okay.
Tony is canceled about 15 times.
Yeah.
Before we get to the Mark One suit. So I just know that in like 89 or something like that, Tony came out in his LL Cool J costume, and he was like, but I'm actually, like, giving him a tribute. It's actually, I put this stuff on my, it's a tribute to him. I know you. Tony, the right. one with Tony.
Joey.
That's crazy. Yeah, this was an easy one for me. I got Cap. Yeah. Here's the thing. The man was frozen in the 1940s. He seen a black man sitting on the front of the bus, was like, yo, what? It's different now.
Bro, that's why Falcon gave him to Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Gave him to Marvin Gaye to get him used to it.
Follow up question. What racist costume would it be?
Oh, man. So
it would be Nick Fury. Nick Fury?
Yeah. He would do like the Jordan LaForge thing, except he'd go like all the way. You know what I mean?
Right.
He go get some, like, whatever Carlos Boozer puts on
we
his
We already
for
have to talk
hair,
Steve
right?
down from the lounge backstage.
No.
He's like, I'm Jordy. I'm like, yo, Steve.
I told Steve, you got to finish the costume.
It was like 10 minutes.
I mean, you
minutes.
Don't look like Jordy LaForge now, but, like, we could have somebody run to the store real quick, and we could finish the costume. You would be a midnight boy forever. Yes. You would never get another.
Steve, why would you let go?
So I got Hawkeye. I don't know. He's spending too much time in like rural areas with people that it might not be.
Ooh,
Jesus man, that's Christ, true. You indict a whole portion of America.
I'm sorry, are the flyovers here? I don't know.
Yo!
Whoa!
Steve, deep shadow.
See, we don't have deep shadow. We don't have deep shadow. Here's the deal. Look, this person, look, flipping you off because they're from the flyover state.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Michigan.
Damn.
Right there, you sign stealing son of a bitch. But like, come on. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay. So all of mine are multiple choice. Okay.
Oh wow. What?
They're all multiple choice. You get to choose from three people.
Okay.
Three groups. The first one is, which Avengers couple has the most boring sex life and why?
Ooh.
All right, so these are the couples. Doctor Strange and Christine.
Okay.
After Magic. So think about that.
Okay? After Magic?
Yeah, After Magic.
Okay.
Post Magic.
Okay.
Think about the applications of the magic
before
you think about it.
Several.
Okay. Yeah. Black Panther and Nakia.
Okay.
I think they probably don't lose.
We ain't talking about black love here, man.
What do you
That's
mean?
How I learned.
Don't do that.
What are you talking about?
Rachel's not here. What's the third? No, we're not doing that.
Why can't we discuss it? They love each other. He froze when he saw her. He was thinking about whatever. Okay, so, and then Cap and Peggy. Now, before you guys default to Cap and Peggy, I want you to think. Because a lot of y'all would say Cap and Peggy. But just think about what would happen if you thought about the same ass for 40 years. That whole house, if you blue light that house that they was dancing in, Jesus Christ, it's everywhere, man.
No manches.
All right.
I got my answer already.
Yeah. Joe.
So I had a fourth answer to this from the best Avengers movie of all
time.
Here
we go.
Okay.
Don't do this.
Age of Ultron, we go in Hulk and Black Widow, baby. Boring?
You think their sex life is boring?
I'm gonna be real. The Hulk has never got busy ever.
Wait, he's never gotten busy as the Hulk or Bruce Banner as a virgin?
When he was a virgin when he became the Hulk. And once he became the Hulk, it was just too much. It was like,
what are you talking about? This makes absolutely zero sense.
What MCU movie does Bruce Banner confirm his virginity in? I'm not.
It's all the subtext.
I'm not there in the lore yet. Is there like...
What's your answer?
It's in the... Oh, my answer is also D. It's definitely Tony and Pepper. See, look.
Nah, Tony's a freak, bro.
No, but
Tony's a freak.
Here's what I'm thinking. Tony's my boy. He's a little selfish. All right. He's not a team player.
There's selfish canon, there's canon evidence to the contrary. Let me tell you why. Do you remember in Avengers when Coulson came up?
Yeah.
And she told Tony he had homework to do.
And she whispers in his ear.
She whispers in his ear, and he had all kinds of crazy shit. I know what they was talking about. I've seen those videos. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is, in that type of situation, I think that it's different. I think you underestimated her. I think you underestimated Pepper, bro. She hot as a pepper, my nigga.
See?
Cap and Peggy is what I was going to get the least amount of trouble in for. So I went with Cap and Peggy. I don't know.
Steve, let me ask you a question.
I feel like if they get crazy, here's the thing. If they get crazy once, those 1940s neighbors are going to get suspicious and be like, oh, communist activity.
Let me ask you a question, though. Really quick. This is for you, Ben.
Jesus Christ.
Steve is like, this is tense political time, Steve. Maybe I tap it down a little bit.
Ben, really quick.
Right.
When Steve gets out of the Alex, right? Yeah. He didn't have internet before he went into the ice.
It's true.
Which porn category does he go to first?
Oh, this is so good.
Oh, is this like the map? The Pornhub map?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I think he's afraid, right? I think Steve gets on the internet because, I know, we're going to talk later about Falcon. I got a Falcon question in there, of course. I think, and Falcon look like he watch porn. You know what I'm saying? Like, Falcon's like, oh, come to the thing, we'll talk. And then he leaves, and it's like 52 tabs. But you could tell, and he probably told Steve, he was probably like, Steve, yo, is this bus, and it goes around Miami, and like, it's crazy. And when Steve goes and he looks at it, he was probably like, yo, what the fuck is this? Gee golly willikers. Like, what the do these girls know what's happening? Is this
how long was the list now?
Yeah, what is like, this? What's happening? So I think Steve is probably afraid. I don't know. We should probably get to Jomie's question though before I go too much further. Should.
Yeah, let's bring it back.
Yes, yeah, sensible.
So, not as interesting as Van's question, but here's my thought. Open shot, fate of the universe on the line, the Martians have the death beam pointed at Earth, you better hit it. Which Avenger you going with?
Aw, nigga.
Come on. Oh, boy.
Oh, one shot, you can't pick Iguodala, he's retired. Shout out.
So, okay, what's the range on the shot?
This is an actual shot.
No, it's actual three-pointer from the NBA three-point line.
But this is very important, though. Is this a midi?
No, it's a three-point. You got kick out. There's 5 seconds left. The Martians are up 2. You gotta hit this shot.
The Martians.
The Martians are up too.
Easy.
They have the death plane going to Earth. Right? If the Martians win, they blow up the Earth.
Right.
Right? And we need to, this three has to go in. Last shot. Which Avenger are you picking?
Okay, cool.
They have to be an Avenger.
Have to be an Avenger.
Damn. Have to be an Avenger. Okay, could it be somebody that's going to be in Avengers in the future?
Sure.
Okay, cool. I got it.
All right, in the future?
All right.
Oh, I already know what you're going to do.
I know what you're
going to
do.
It's going to make me upset. It's going to make me upset.
All right, so I'll go ahead and answer it. Miles Morales, and I'll tell you why. First of all, so it's Miles Morales. But let me tell you why.
Well, wait, hold on.
Number one, he has to make the shot. That's the first thing.
Wait a minute. How many minutes did Miles play before the shot came on?
I'm not sure, but he has to make the shot.
Okay.
They save, it's like, it's a group of five white guys in a Marvel writing room. And they're like, we gotta do some black shit. It's been a long time. There's a lot of tension in the country. Who can we give to Miles Morales? It's him, put some Jordans on the little Negro and let him go be great. It's facts.
Well, he's Adidas now, so.
Yeah, that's my answer. Go ahead.
No, I need more time.
What?
I'm not trying to be like you, bro.
Okay, so I had Spider-Man non-specific.
Wow.
Steve. Anybody can wear the mask.
Wow.
Steve, in your opinion, who is Spider-Man?
That's crazy. That's
Steve. Steve, you were saying you don't even like playing as Miles in Spider-Man 2.
I didn't say that.
Wow.
Steve hit me up. He was like, you know, I went in front of the Wakanda embassy and I couldn't do the thing. He's like, that's like reverse racism.
I couldn't even. I knew what I was signed up for when I came on this stage. I knew.
You did, though. Charles, you got one?
Not an Avenger, but I know this motherfucker would be so cold. I'm going Thanos, man.
Like, wait. He's not Shaq defending?
No. I think, honestly, Thanos would snap back, right? Little snatch. Fade away.
Bang.
Splash. It's like a little step.
You know, he's a little clunky with it, you know what I mean? But I think he hit it.
I think I Thanos is cold.
Yeah. At basketball?
Yeah. Whoa. Thanos is black.
Zion be shooting threes all the time. What you talking about?
So, wait a minute. Come on now. That's not the way the black thing works. We only take the people that we want from other races. We don't take the genocidal maniacs from Titan.
He had points, though.
All right, let's move on.
Steve, it's you, right?
Steve's up. Okay, what Marvel hero is the biggest party buzzkill?
This is a very Steve question.
And why does it make it a me question,
Biggest party buzzkill. Let's see.
Finish this thought. Why is it a me question?
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's a Selma situation.
There you go.
Biggest party buzzkill. I got an answer.
Hey, you said Marvel character?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Marvel character. Not necessarily MCU.
Oh.
Okay, it's an easy one for me.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll go first. Yeah. All right, so this is easy. It's Captain America, right?
Really?
Yeah, man. First of all, let's really take a hard look at Captain America right now in a serious way. Number one, he's incredibly boring, right?
Talk to him.
He's a boring guy.
Yeah.
But that's part of his thing. He's boring. He waits like three movies to kiss the girl. You know, she's across the hall the whole nine. But at the same time, Captain America is legit one of the worst people on the planet. Like,
whoa.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's spinning right now.
Let him explain.
Let him cook.
Can't talk. I love all of y'all. I love you. Y'all like my brothers, right? If y'all go crazy and start killing people on the military base, y'all niggas is going to jail.
I know this.
And especially if I know that you killed his mom.
Come on now.
I'ma tell. I'ma be like, hey,
yeah.
Thank you.
That's such a nice thing to
you. I'm telling you straight up. I'ma be like, we all in the mission together and it's cool when you got him down. He gonna have his back turned. I'ma be like, hey, on some real shit. I know we all becoming cool and shit, but like that. I really think deep down that nigga kill your parents.
I'm not asking you to change.
How easy was that?
I'm allowing you to make your own decision.
Do with this what you will.
But in the back of my mind, I feel like he flipped a fucking car over, dog. I seen the tapes.
Can I go now?
Please.
All right. I'm going with Daredevil.
Wow.
Oh.
I just think Daredevil just knows too much.
You know,
he's there, he's smelling pheromones, he knows what shotties are into him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's doing
very
fucking tricks.
So he's
doing
that's
tricks
true.
And
yeah.
shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's like bouncing quarters and shit like fucking Hawkeye.
Yeah.
And he's like, God quarter damn, flip. Who is this sexy motherfucker? And he's a lawyer and he got money?
Dang.
Everybody. Wait, stop. You hating on this nigga. Like you, so you're saying that Daredevil is gonna ruin things because you can't get shine in the party?
Yes, you can't play these balls.
Wait a minute. So it's just like, oh, so nobody.
So wait, so it's not that Daredevil. It's that Daredevil steals your swag, so you don't want him around.
He steals everybody's swag.
Hater. See, that's what I'm talking about.
I hate him. This is why he's not in the Avengers.
Okay, cool.
All right. I went with Cyclops.
Nah, fuck you.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck you,
Cyclops.
Yeah.
That's, nah. Yeah.
Because not only is he like, you know, like the ruler, oh, you guys got to be a big, you know, we got to train. His name literally has cops in it.
Y'all got to put some respect on my man Cyclops' name.
He's not serious.
I love this answer, Joe.
He shows up to the party like, hey, man, what's the next move, bro? Like... Cyclops is here. We gotta go.
Fucking.
He spent three movies solving Wolverine's game. I can't let that slide.
Number one cuckold in all of comic books. That's a cuck. Everybody.
Didn't he fumble Emma Frost? Didn't he do that?
Nah, dang. He had her.
He just like me for real.
Wow. I picked Professor X.
Oh man, Steve, land this plane, bro.
It's a home monitor. He's like, we do your homework. We're ending the party by 10. Go
why
to class.
Why would Professor X be at a fucking party?
Yeah, why are you going to be in there first place?
Because he's going to break up the party. He's not going to be there for the party.
I can see
like
that.
He's like, oh, we need to be responsible.
I can see that.
You think Magneto would do keg stands? You think he's just
no,
like partying?
No, he would make the keg stand.
Yeah. That's good.
Just keep me around for something.
This is the podcasting that you can get on the Midnight Boys. A bunch of geniuses up here. Okay, my next question. It's very simple. Who could Falcon actually be? And you have three choices. First choice, a youngling from the Order 66. Could Falcon be a youngling from the Order 66 plane? Cosmo the Space Dog.
No.
From
no.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Could Falcon be?
No shot.
And just very easily, the black nigga from the speeder bike crew in Obi-Wan.
Yeah. That motherfucker's out of here. Wow. He's out of here.
Like, which one of those three people?
Wait. Obi-Wan or Boba Fett?
Boba Fett. My bad.
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Oh, the dude who did like the spin?
The dudes.
Yeah.
He wheeled around. Because y'all might be close on him. Y'all was hating on him.
For good reason.
So he had to do a move on
yeah,
y'all.
He was stunned on y'all.
And
a
he
little
was
bit.
Boom, put that shit out there, all in the different colors.
So who's Falcon beating?
Which one of these people can Falcon beat? And by the way, let me tell you guys something. I tried to write this question, and I kept running back the scene of Anakin going in there to kill the younglings, but I replaced it with Falcon, and I laughed for 2 hours.
And it's almost.
Because Falcon got there, he put his wings up, and the kids was like... What this motherfucker on? Yo, so kill him! Fucking rip the wings off, threw him against the thing, threw a lightsaber, and they was laughing.
I'm just imagining a youngling Falcon.
Yeah.
Just
could Falcon beat MJ with the taser from Spider-Man 2?
Absolutely not.
That's a hell of a taser in Spider-Man 2.
So. Bro, no. she was in the lab with Silver Sable, bro. They was doing five beats a day for 3 summers, brother.
First of all, it's a white woman. And Falcon can't even handle that type of temptation.
All right.
Okay, that's right.
My next question.
Come over here, Falcon.
All right, guys. We're in a horror movie.
Mm.
Which Midnight Boy is going out first?
And what?
Oh, oh, please.
Well, Steve, well, first of all...
don't even... Like, obviously, it's me.
No, Steve!
No, are you fucking kidding me?
Yes!
No, because it's your reverse racism. Are you full of... Wait, what are you talking about?
What kind of is me?
Bro,
of course I'm dying first.
You trying to be woke right now.
Bro,
that's exactly this shit.
Steve,
what? How is it not me?
Oh, God, bro. For real, with love, you gotta stop pandering. Like,
that's crazy.
All jokes aside.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I not come out just as Jordan LaForce?
What?
I could write, produce, and direct the movie. Take the final cut into Sony, and they would be like, "This doesn't work for us." It's not the way this country's built.
I feel like it has to be.
You had three choices. You made the wrong one.
You got 6 weeks of research.
Wait a minute, though. Mm-hmm. What if we think I die first, and then it's me?
Then that's really racist.
You be the killer.
You just kill me.
Wait. So, no, I want to hear this.
No, I'm the fake-out death in the beginning, and then, like, I'm pulling the strings.
You're the killer.
Yeah.
You're killing your three black girls.
That's way worse. That's
Steve.
The movie.
Yeah, like, so I'm still dying first, kind of.
Nah. Doesn't work. All right.
I don't know.
All right.
Oh, it's not. We've completely lost the format as we do on every single podcast.
I put the sign up. I did it.
Joey, who do you think's going first?
Oh, it's for show me. Okay.
Why?
Why? Listen,
here's my thing, right? As soon as they're like, "Hey, we got to run." Nah, I'm out. That's not what I'm
like
about.
Like, you weren't, like, you're clearly driving, though. Like, you're the one that drives.
I can drive, but as soon as, like, hey, man, because, you know, it's a horror movie. Oh, the car don't work. We out of gas, man. You know, Freddy's right behind us. I'm like, eh, maybe that's it for me.
Oh, so you just give up?
Yeah, you gotta, like, you know, hey, man, I could run and he could catch me, or I could just give up and he could catch me.
This is the first murder victim that says it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. Blair, you know, your game is the game. You win, you lose. I lost.
Can I really want to ask my last question, but we got to go. I really want to ask my last question because I want to know what the audience thinks of this. All right? And I know that a lot of times, I know I'm the last person to talk about race. Dare you? Okay, just think about it in a total number. Which one of these characters has said the most N words in their life?
Don't even need the caption, bro.
Number one,
I got you.
Tony Stark.
Ooh.
Number two, Homelander.
Oh.
Number three, Ulysses Klaw.
Easy. Homelander.
So here's
Homelander,
the thing, right?
For sure.
I wrote Cap before.
That's just instinct. You're just like...
Again, 1940s, brother. He was wilding. But then I heard one of your answers and inspired me. Homelander has said it a lot. Stormfront. It's like for breakfast.
That's too easy.
Well, can I give you a fourth answer? Because this one would be like, after the movie was like, "No, I'm down." I think Namor was going crazy after he got, like, what Timmy Sherry, like, cool.
That's
like,
so, see, you guys, it's just the smartest guy I know. Namor had, like, a whole 2 week stretch where he was just in there, just going nuts.
No, he was saying the ER all throughout that war, and then Jesus. After it's the A, he's like, "I'm down with y'all now."
I don't know, bro. He probably still pissed off somewhere right now. Bro. I'm saying, like, that's he actually has trauma, though. I actually would excuse him if he said,
"Nah, bro."
I give him a pass.
I don't believe you.
What other heroes would you excuse? Let's go then.
Well, excuse for, like, which? Ooh, great question. Like, wait, we got
could Batman get away with it?
Oh, he got it. He got it. I would have to give Batman a pass.
Whoa. So if Batman swings down and is beating up a black guy, and he just drops the hard ER.
Well, see, I've never really seen Batman beat up black guys like that, and that's my point. Batman beats up...
Did you not see Robert Pattinson?
But like, Batman, that's a different... That's different. That's like a Batman that's kind of... That's what I'm saying?
That's
like,
the same dude.
I see Batman going for the top of crime. Like, he taking down the mob and stuff. I don't never see Batman, like, fucking up the Crips. Could you imagine? I've never seen Batman on that level of crime. He takes out the top. So Batman is the kind of guy that if he came down, he was like, oh, yeah, you know, fuck it. I'm down with you. You're my nigga. I can't be like...
That's nuts.
Joey, can you give us your next question?
All right, my next question.
We got to go.
No, we got 5 minutes, right?
Oh, Kerm, why are we doing no time?
We're great.
What?
Wrap it up.
Are we done?
We did it.
Yay. Oh, but you didn't get one.
Guys, let's say thanks. Thank you to all the Bad Babies, the Midnight Riders, the Junior Mix, the Button Mashers. We want to say a quick thank you to all of the wonderful people at The Ringer who help make these live shows that you all chose to come spend your time enjoying. Thank you to Elizabeth.
Yo,
our live events lead without this, these shows do not happen.
Legend, like, icon. Arjuna.
Arjuna.
Where you at?
Arjuna!
Where you at? Papa!
Arjuna!
Arjuna, come out here.
Come out!
Show Arjuna. Yourself, Papa.
Come out here.
Make yourself known.
Steve. Yeah. Arjuna! Yeah.
Yes.
There he is.
You finally get your big moment. You're always trying to take over the podcast, talk, do something for the people. You get your big moment. Good for you. Nah, we love Arjuna. Kalika's here too, cute. I love you, baby. Where you at?
Shout out to the video team.
Shout out to everybody, man.
Corey, Alea, Victoria, Gahau, and my boy Keith on the socials.
Yes.
He's got the Jake bucket hat. We were matching earlier. Shout out, all love, baby.
Alexa, thank you to Alexa.
That's right.
Kerm in the back.
Big bad Kerm.
We did it.
And it was so fun. Thanks also to you guys.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Charles, take us out.
Oh, me, damn.
We love you. Take us out, Charles.
Ringerverse Live is over, and we showed no fear. And one last time, what are we doing here? Yeah!